Are you looking for a professional working space? A space for business meetings or regular office work for a few hours a day, a week, or longer? Consider using the Black Umbrellas Incubator located at Capital Junction 1226 Francis Bart, Headfield. Contact Mpo at blackumbrellas.org to make your bookings today. That's MPHO at blackumbrellas.org. Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.
Good day to you. Thank you so much for joining me today here on Tax FM. You are listening to Lennox Wasara. I'm certainly not alone. I am joined by an inspiring woman who is an entrepreneur. Her name is Bridget Seroka. She's a founder and a managing director of Ecological Fields Environmental Consultancy. Bridget, thank you for joining me. How are you?
I'm great, yourself. Thank you for having me.
Incredible. I'm doing well, thank you. Bridget, tell us a little bit more about your business.
So like you said, thank you for the platform, first of all. My business is called Ecological Fields Environmental Consultancy. I started the company in 2016, April. And our services range from environmental impact assessment, environmental compliance and auditing. We also do environmental training and awarenesses. We do your ISO 14001 implementation, that is your EMS. We do your waste licenses, you do your water use licenses. We also do your air quality. Under air quality, we have your dust monitoring. We do applications on your air emissions applications. I'm also into the space of horticulture. Under that, we do landscape designs and management. We do alien species control and management. We also do outdoor living spaces and lighting. It's basically an environmental consulting firm which aims to target environmental degradation. So that's a little bit about my business.
Wow. Certainly a lot, I have to mention. It's a comprehensive offering you have there. Now, there's always a reason why somebody starts a business. Why did you start this particular one?
I worked in both the consulting and mining sector, and during that time, I noticed that there was a mix that occurred between business entities, social responsibilities, environmental education and protection, environmental responsibilities, and the overall umbrella, which is your environmental legislation and regulation. So I started this company. Simply, I aimed at bridging the gap that occurred between those factors. And then, obviously, my slogan is called Bridging the Gap for Sustainable Environmental Compliance. And then again, there is an increased need for companies to adhere to environmental legislation, environmental compliance. So I think a lot of companies need to adhere to this because we all know that our planet is deteriorating based on our air quality, based on the degradation that occurs in the environmental space. So I started this company mainly to bridge the gaps that occur between these factors.
You are not doing this alone because you are part of Black Umbrellas. Why did you join their program at Black Umbrellas?
I joined Black Umbrellas mainly because I'm a proud beneficiary of NYDA. And through that, there was a presentation that Nkateko had to do from Black Umbrellas. And I was inspired because I've done these ESG programs and none of them cater to the kind of business that I do. I'm a consultant, I'm an environmental consultant. So most of them were product-based or services that are kind of like normal. So you go to this ESG program, but it doesn't really cater to what you do. So when I joined Black Umbrellas, I remember during the interview, I asked them, so environmentally, where are you guys? What are we doing? And then I realized, no, these people really know what they are doing. They've worked with other environmental firms before. So obviously, with me, it will also be easy. I wouldn't have to explain myself as much like I had to explain myself to other ESG programs. So, yeah, so Black Umbrellas, to be honest with you, has really helped me. I mean, the training that we do, the tutoring that we do, the one-on-one sessions that we do, the financial assistance in a sense that they help us in, you know, sometimes you have your financial statements,
yes,
your bookkeeping, but you really don't understand what really happens with those financials. You get an accountant to do this thing for you every year, but you really don't understand. So Black Umbrellas is really breaking it down in terms of what does your financial mean to your business? What are they saying? I remember in one of the sessions, we had a five-year projection and over our financials from the year that we started, I mean, from the current year until 5 years. And that really gave me a picture of where my business will be going. Because, you know, sometimes we do talk about this thing, but we don't really put them on paper. And the moment you put it on paper, it means that you have to do an implementation plan. You have to implement this.
Yeah, that's amazing. Any other assistance that you're getting from Black Umbrellas at this point?
At this point, yeah, I think I've said a mouthful already. But then just the fact that you can call them anytime. You can call them and go like, guys, I'm stuck here. What do I do? Like in real life experiences, let's say I'm having a client who's doing this and this and that, and I really don't know how to tackle this issue. I can call Black Umbrellas. I can call one of their sponsors and go like, guys, I'm having an issue. Can you please assist me? And then they'll advise me on measures to take or how to articulate certain issues, and which I found very great. Because sometimes, yeah, the ESD, when you call, they also have, I need to ask so-and-so. And then with Black Umbrellas, they'll give you an answer then, and they'll direct you to the relevant person so you can understand the magnitude of services that they provide.
It's very comprehensive, which is very good. And I also like the fact that it's a hands-on assistance. It's not just far-fetched. It really is reachable and it's right in front of you. Now, what is your advice to other businesses that are looking for support?
Who joined Black Umbrellas? Like, go online. Firstly, just go online and check Black Umbrellas. I think you'll be amazed. There are some successful stories over there that you can read, and maybe some of them may be applicable for you. But then, yet again, you can just call them anytime. You can call them, go to their website, look at their website, look at what they do, talk to people like us who are on the program and understand the program. And then, because the amount of program that is coming out or the amount of issues that are here, it's just too much. It's a lot. It's a lot.
So your business has done well. You've done well personally. So congratulations on the progress you've made. I wonder what's next for your business.
So obviously, I'm in the environmental space. I think the first thing that we normally look at is growth in the business. I wanna grow. Obviously, in South Africa, I wanna go to our neighboring countries. I wanna do the continent, and then obviously, I wanna move internationally. And then I also wanna do research. I think research is very important. Environmental research, but then my core love on the environment is the people and the engagement that they do on the environment. So I want to do environmental education program that targets environmental consciousness. I think if you learn to be environmental conscious from a young age, it becomes part of you. It becomes part of your value. It becomes part of your morale. So when I do this environmental education from young people growing up, it's going to be easier to get like environmental conscious kids or environmental conscious adults when they grow up.
Yeah. So,
but that is not just on kids, but it's also on everyone around. You can actually be more environmental conscious if you do environmental training and make them understand. Because sometimes you're like, okay, what is environment? What exactly are we doing? But then if you make someone understand what exactly are we doing and why we're doing it, it will be easy to click into someone's mind, especially an adult who already has his own values and maybe sees things in different manner. So if you teach them properly and educate them on environmental issues and why we do so and so, it will be easy for them to navigate into environmental consciousness.
That's true. You know, the environment is certainly top of list of many governments to make sure that we protect the environment for the generations to come. So your work and many other organizations who are in the same field of work is certainly important. And I really appreciate the contributions you're making to the environment, but also to the economy. Now, my final question is, how can people get in touch with you if they need some of your services and your offerings?
Okay, so I'm on LinkedIn. My underscore is Bridget Soroka, or you can search for Ecological Health. I have a website which is called www.ecologicalhealth.co.za. My offices are in Middleburg, 13 Mandela Drive, on the industrial site. We have offices over there. And then my personal number is 082-782-1378. And then you can call also my landline, which is 013-243-1939.
Bridget Soroka, thank you so much for just enlightening us on the role of your company in dealing with environmental issues in South Africa.
Thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure is mine. That's Bridget Soroka. She's the Director of Ecological Fields Environmental Consultancy. Certainly a conversation that's important considering how we need to preserve the environment for the next generation, and also that focus between people, profits, and planet. And in the triple bottom line, planet is often neglected, and their company is certainly doing the most to ensure that the planet is always taken care of. It's Tux FM 107.2, and thank you so much for tuning in.
This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, an enterprise and supplier development incubation organization aimed at supporting emerging and existing 100% Black-owned businesses.